Think a minute. Not long ago, a woman was on trial for murder of her own husband. She told police that she shot and killed her husband after they argued about money. You know that money is one of the biggest battlegrounds in marriage? Different thinking and habits with money between a husband and wife can separate them, even destroy their relationship and their family. Today and tomorrow, we'll discuss how to better manage our money and handle our different money mentalities so we can have true peace and prosperity in our marriage. First, we need to understand that our arguments about money are often not really about money, but about our other problems that are deeper. For example, if the husband or wife spends money impulsively, it shows that they will impulsively get what they want in other areas also. They'll selfishly do what they feel like doing, instead of making decisions together with their wife or husband, for the good of their marriage and children. You know, our money and possessions mean more than just those things we buy. For example, a car is just a way to take ourselves from one place to another. But many people buy a more expensive car to show how successful they are, even if they can't afford it. So their mate and children end up not having other important things they need. Remember, a fool can make money, but it takes a wise man to spend it. We may buy things to try and look as successful as other people. Some people are in debt because they keep spending what they want their friends to think they make. Today, maybe you realize you need to start changing your money mentality and way of spending. As the old song says, change your mentality, wake up to reality. Did you know that Jesus talked a lot about money? He knows that the way we use money shows what kind of heart we have. So you can't change the way you live and use money until you change your heart. So why not ask Jesus to forgive you for living your own way? Ask Him to take control and help you start living His successful way. Then you, your mate, and your children can start enjoying the real prosperity and peace He's planned for you. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.